annual report on progress with the appraisal and revalidation process, and that is in your papers. This is a mandatory requirement, and I'm the responsible officer. Just the background, revalidation was introduced in December 2012 after several years of preparation, during which the Trust commissioned an IT system to support the appraisal and revalidation process. So revalidation started in earnest really in December 2012, and the responsible officers all went revalidation themselves in March 2013. The IT system we have is available for all doctors to put all the information that is required for a satisfactory appraisal, and which is the basis of revalidation. So this means job plan, evidence of the appraisal process, evidence of continuing professional development, evidence of audit, clinical improvement, patient and colleague feedback, and statutory training requirements. We submitted, and over the years actually, we have submitted organisational awareness self-assessments, which has been very helpful in making us aware of our deficiencies and getting up to speed. And we submitted an organisational audit last May, and this revealed that by and large we were in shape. This was to NHS England. We did not at that stage have introduced an appraisal and revalidation policy, and that is in draft and is under consultation at the moment and will be implemented shortly, so that's part of the action plan. The other deficiency revealed was we actually, overall, of all our doctors, we had quite a low appraisal rate, only 62%. And there are a number of reasons for that, which are listed in the report, and those again will be addressed in the action plan. So, at this stage, I was concerned, so I commissioned an external audit, which was done by MIAD. MIAD is a company that we've been using, as nearly all trusts have, since about 2002, 2003, when appraisal for doctors was introduced, and they came and taught me how to do appraisal and the appraisers and so on, and we've had them back from time to time to give us refreshers and so on. So they have just done an audit, and they have audited 50 appraisals that we have submitted, and they've interviewed all of us and a number of other people, and they submitted their draft report yesterday, which I had a quick look at. Basically, in terms of process and infrastructure and the team we have in place, we are robust and very much fit for purpose. So they praise us about that.
The 50 were randomly chosen.
The 50 appraisals that were randomly chosen, some of which were the basis of revalidation, which I'll come on to in a moment, and some of which aren't. And the quality is variable. So again, in our action plan, we need to brush up on the quality of the appraisals, and that will be greatly facilitated once we've introduced the policy. So basically, where are we? We have 907, as of yesterday, doctors who are GMC connected to this trust as their designated body. Of those, I have recommended to the GMC 288 for revalidation. So about a third of our doctors are through. And basically, the way this process started, we as a trust had to list all our doctors and spread them over a three-year period so that revalidation is phased. So the first year is 20% of our doctors, second year 40, and then third year, which is next year, another 40, and then we'll complete. So we're a third of the way through. 54 have been deferred for various reasons, sickness, leave, all kinds of reasons, and those are valid. And we've had one doctor who was non-engaged, refused to engage with the process, so I've been dealing with him, and he's engaged. So I think, and he'll be going through. So I think, in summary, we're in good shape. The process is working well. We've got some work to do. We've got an action plan, and my successor will have a list of things to address. But I think we're in good shape. We've got a very good team of people who are doing it. And the other thing I need to mention is I'm handing over as a responsible officer to Chris, and my successor on Thursday night.
So as we know, Dr. David Mitchell is retiring, and I think we should note a vote of thanks from the board for all his excellent efforts over the years as responsible officer. In that inimitable style, he's got big shoes to fill, but we think we've found some good feet to put in those shoes. So David, thank you very much for all your hard work. I think you've left us with really good systems in terms of our revalidation of doctors. We have a late paper for the board, which is a formal recommendation to the board about the replacement of Dr. David Mitchell as responsible officer with Professor Christopher Harrison. So I would put that recommendation to the board.
Well, thank you very much, David, for all your help and advice over the years. We'd be happy to accept that recommendation.
And on that basis, I'll draw the attention of the board to the Appendix B, which lists the duties of the responsible officer, which, as you'll see, is a very long list. But I have to say, for me, this is a key patient safety issue, and therefore something which we'll be giving very high priority to. And obviously, I also want to add my thanks to David for his support over the last 12 months.